have missiles, automatic weapons, and enough plastic explosives to orbit Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get down to 9 now, counting the skydiver you met. These guys are mostly European, judging by their clothing labels, and... cigarettes.
Hey, it's the Pete here for thepete.com. And, excuse me, and the Pete podcast. So that was Bruce Willis in the movie Die Hard, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Actually, it's my favorite Christmas movie of all time. But cigarettes are what I want to talk about this week, at least for a little bit. Cigarettes are something that I think is just very funny in our society. There's actually been some good news. I mean, I catch a lot of flack for being negative a lot, but the way I look at it is I'm not being negative. I'm being constructively critical, as in constructive criticism. But when there is something good, well, and the reason I'm negative, I tend to be more negative or accused of being negative, is because I'm going after the things that need to be changed. The positive stuff doesn't need to be changed, so I don't tend to focus on it. That said, this is actually pretty cool news. I posted about this on my Instagram and my blog. So you may already know about this, but cigarettes are on the decline. More adult smokers are kicking the habit fast. That's the headline from a Yahoo News Digest article. Side note, the Yahoo News Digest is pretty cool. I am not a big fan of mainstream news because they tend to be overdramatic and overblown. And what I like about the Yahoo News Digest is that it's not like the other news apps where it, news flash or breaking news, Magic Johnson goes to the bathroom, you know, stuff like that. It's not really news. It's like, okay, for Magic Johnson fans, that might be news, I guess, but I really don't care. Anyway, Yahoo News Digest gives you notifications twice a day for a general overview of the news, and then they take an amalgam of different news sources to put the articles together, so it's a really nice cross-section of stuff. Anyway, cigarettes are on the decline. This is great news. Cigarette smoking, I should say. Cigarettes are funny. I like I said, they're sort of on a couple different levels. In one sense, I feel like it's this weird thing that, you know, we just picked up as a society in the West, or actually around the world as a species, really, because people smoke everywhere. And what for? What does it do? I mean, it basically just relieves stress, right? That's what they say. But, like, you know, there are other ways to relieve stress. You know, I mean, drinking, you know, other drugs, alcohol, or I already said alcohol, masturbation, you know, getting professional massages, going to the park, inhaling clean air. You know, there's just so many ways that you can relax that have nothing to do with inhaling smoke into your lungs. And that's the other thing, is it just seems to go against basic logic. You know, but people do it. People think, yeah, this is a thing I should do. I should inhale smoke into my lungs. And it's like they just don't think about, like, the consequences. They think, I'm not going to get cancer. Or maybe I'll get cancer, but that's a long way off. Yeah, well, you know what? a long way off is shorter than you is less time than you think. And believe me, dying of cancer is no pleasant way to go. My stepdad passed of cancer back in 2012 after a multi-year battle. And it was not only hard for him, but it was hard for us. So if you care about, you know, his family, you know, and so if you care about, you know, not just your own lungs, your own life, and your own death, you know, think about the people around you who will have to watch you slowly die. It's not fun. It's not fun. It's not even whatever... less fun. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be, death is never fun, but you know what I mean? It's brutal. It's painful to watch, painful to experience, obviously. So don't be stupid. Don't be selfish. I don't care what you're going through. Smoking is not the answer. And more people are realizing this, which is great. And I'm very pleased to acknowledge that. Some suggest that it's because of vaping or the e-cigarette movement, which is slowly creeping up on us. I worry that this isn't much of a solution or a much of an alternative, just because there's not a lot of science behind, or that's not, there haven't been a lot of studies done on e-cigarettes and vaping and the like. Like I said, though, I mean, to me, inhaling things directly or, you know, smoke of any kind directly into your lungs seems like a bad idea, just on the surface. You know, ultimately, hey, it's your body, do what you want. Just try not to make it too painful for other people to watch you die when it kills you. So that's the way I look at it. Because life is about more than just what you put into your body or what you do to yourself. It's, you know, how you're affecting the people around you. And, and robbing, you know, children of their parents or making children deal with, you know, stuff like, you know, secondhand smoke or something similar, secondhand alcoholism. I had a friend in college whose father was a recovering alcoholic who then was killed by in a drunk driving accident caused by someone else. So, you know, stuff like that. people like to pretend it's all about what they put in their own bodies. And it's just like, yeah, if you're home by yourself and drinking or smoking or whatever, I guess that's okay. Except for the fact that, you know, if you spill your drink or stink up the house, other people still have to deal with you and your choices. So I just sort of feel like, why bother with any of this stuff? Why drink to excess or smoke anything? I was walking down the street recently behind an e-cigarette smoker or vapor or whatever. I'm not sure. There are these things that look like you're sucking on a remote control, a small television remote control kind of, and this woman was sucking on it or puffing on it, whatever, vaping on it, and this massive cloud, like a cloud of smoke so bright and thick that I thought, oh, that would be great to use in a video. What a great effect. It looks like a real puff of smoke. You don't need to, you know, use a ton of, you know, or a ton of that goo that they, or the oil, whatever it is that we put in fake smoke machines. You can just have somebody vape. That worries me. Anyway, when I was walking behind a smoke that thick, and I thought to myself, well, that doesn't smell as bad as cigarettes, but it still worries me. You know, and still I don't know what's in it. And, you know, and we didn't know what was in secondhand smoke and how it would affect us or our children in decades past. And in fact, when I was a kid, I suffered chronic bronchitis because guess what? My mom and stepdad both smoked. So it was like constantly being around it. And yeah, I suffered for it. So don't think just because science hasn't come up with something yet, that it's perfectly 100% safe. And I suppose you can wait for the science to be in, but you know what? I don't know. It just seems like it's pretty obvious inhaling stuff directly into your lungs. Not necessarily the best thing to do for yourself, but hey, that's my opinion. More people than ever are quitting smoking, and I'm pleased about that. So yay! Good news for the listeners of the Pete Podcast. I'm not angry this week. Actually, I am, but I'm angry about other things. I think it'll wait, though. I have seriously been considering a weekend edition of the Pete Podcast. Let me know what you think about that. An extra 10 minutes rather than having me go on and on in an extended Patreon edition. So maybe like a Saturday edition or something like that, or maybe late Friday. I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I hope this podcast has made your day a little bit lighter in that it's, yay, good news. So thank you very much for listening. Let me know what you think wherever you listen to this podcast. It's been the Pete for thepete.com and the Pete Podcast. This is the Pete signing off. See you next time, or hear you next time, or whatever the heck the metaphor is for this.